The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with the spring finale, Say It Ain't So, of Ms. and Mrs. No! I don't want this show to go away!
When I saw the commercial during Raw, and they're like, it's the spring finale, it's like, uh-huh. But it means it's coming back, probably later this year, for more.
Yeah, I think they're already in the process of potentially shooting it right now, or they're getting ready to start shooting it, but... Well, yeah, the fact that it's been picked up for a second season.
Yeah, but season two is in 2020, and I guess the rest of the season will probably come in the late summer, early fall.
It's too long.
To maximize its effectiveness, I guess?
It's too long to wait.
Yeah, I know.
The rest now.
I know, it's a long wait, but we gotta get into this one.
Yes, we do, because this was a fun one. This was a very appropriate spring finale, as we had... Ms. Fest. So you ask yourself, what in the hell is Ms. Fest? Well, it is Mike's birthday, and tradition states that he and his friends get together every year on his birthday. They get stupid drunk at multiple bars, and they call it Ms. Fest. And they are very smart about getting stupid drunk. They take a bus, which, good on them. Well, Mike gets, you know, basically makes like some sort of online internet list where he's like got the top three dad bod, according to them, and then he gets very self-conscious because he's like, you know, well, I don't have a dad bod, I look fine. And it's like, but you do, and it's okay that you have a dad bod because you have a nice dad bod. You have the top three dad bod. I mean, that's nothing to like to shrug at. It's actually pretty cool. But he gets very self-conscious, and so he puts himself on a diet because of it, because he wants to now get himself back into shape because he doesn't want to think he's fat. And what the worst case is they, like, in the picture in the article, they Photoshop a hot dog over Maurice. So it's Miz with a hot dog.
Holding hands with a hot dog.
And he thinks it's disgraceful. She laughs her ass off.
Yep.
She thinks it's hilarious. So anyway, so Miz is like goes off and he's at the shows and he's talking to Paige and Renee Young and they're joking with him about his birthday and what his plans are. And you know how they're going to have a low-key birthday. He's not going to have a big party. He's not going to have a huge celebration. It's just going to be him and Maurice and Margeau and Monroe and maybe his parents. And it's going to be a very low-key, quiet affair, which they're like, wow, that seems really out of sorts for you because normally you guys do it up big. And he's like, yeah. Yeah, he's like, it's 38, it's not that big of a deal, you know, yada, 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 yada. While he's secretly yearning inside to actually have a big party.
Meanwhile, he wants the big celebration.
He wants it, but, you know, he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. Meanwhile, his lovely wife, God bless her, is planning Ms. Fest, which is she's going to invite all his friends, all his family to Austin. They've rented a bus and they're basically going to go out, take the bus and get stupid drunk and have a good time for his birthday. It's not going to be on his birthday, but it's for his birthday. And Mike doesn't know any of this is going on.
He has no clue. Can we go back to Renee and Paige really quick?
Yeah.
Them mocking Miz was awesome.
It was hilarious, especially Paige.
Mm-hmm. And then they brought up how Miz brought up how he doesn't, you know, they could do some, what's the movie?
50
Shades of Grey. And he doesn't mind being Christian Grey, and they, that's when they start mocking him.
And it's great.
It was great.
Absolutely amazing. So, we come to the day of Miz's actual birthday. And Maurice has catered in dinner. It's salmon and healthy vegetables and that kind of thing, because Miz has sworn he's on a diet. And she jokingly says that she's, you know, been cooking all day on it. And so she pops a bottle of champagne like a boss and pours them two glasses of champagne. And Miz is like, wow, this is nice. This is great. And meanwhile, he's cutting in with this. With this overlay of him in, like, the confessional where he's like, I remember when we used to go out for your birthday. Like, you would go out. You would celebrate. And now I'm just getting dinner. Like, he's so bitter about it.
Right.
But he's trying to be nice. And he's like, well, honey, this is great. Thanks so much. Because it's just the dinner between the two of them. It's lovely. It's candlelit. She's gotten really good food for them. It's very healthy. And then she's gotten him a present.
So now we got to go back before we get into what she gave him here. Because they did go out birthday gift shopping.
They did. Oh, God, they did.
Yeah. So when they went out birthday gift shopping, they were looking at different things. And he saw a card table that he liked for poker. And she liked the table hockey. So they had to decide what to get. And, you know, she really wants to get the table hockey. Because, you know, she really likes it. She remembers it from her childhood and what have you. And so they have a competition to see what they get. Even though it's his birthday, he should get whatever he wants. So
she really wants the air hockey table.
She wants the air hockey table. So she beats him in the table hockey. He wins in foosball. And then she wins in darts.
Well, just to be clear, like, he's like, if you sink this puck on me, then we'll buy this table. If I sink the puck on you, then we have to buy the poker table. And she's like, okay, deal. And she, like, almost immediately sinks the puck on him. And he stands there with this dazed look on his face like, wait, well, I wasn't ready.
Well, crap.
Yeah, he's like, aw, damn it. And he's like, wait, two out of three. And so she's like, fine, two out of three. And then they go to the foosball table and he whips her butt in foosball. And he's like, yeah, see? And then they go to darts. And he just again stands there when she beats him and he's like, well, crap.
Yeah.
It's not what he says. He drops an F-bomb, which right. I had to bleep, but he's like, crap.
And then you mentioned, you know, the gifts for what he got for at the dinner. Remember, she cooked all day.
She cooked all day, so she knows she got him an equally nice present. Mm. Now, mind you, she's planning his actual present, so this is not the real present. And she sort of piggybacks on the dad bod thing, where she gets him, like, a gift certificate to this really exclusive gym.
Yeah, VIP, like, VIP gym membership with a personal trainer.
And he's like, really? Really? You say I'm not fat, and then you give me a gym membership? And she's like, no, it's to help you, you know, feel good about yourself, and work out, and enjoy, you know, enjoy it, basically. And he's like, yeah, uh-huh. And then he pulls out the next part of the gift, which is a compression shirt. And he's highly offended by the shirt.
As she called it, a body shaper.
It is! That's exactly what it is. It's Spanx for men. And what it does, if you are not familiar with this product, is it basically, like, tucks all the shit in that you don't want people to see and smooths it all out. So it actually makes you look about 10 pounds thinner mm-hmm. than you actually are, and it just sort of squishes everything in. So it's highly effective, and Ms. says Maurice wears them a lot. Like, she wears body shapers and Spanx and that kind of thing a lot. And most women, you'd be surprised to learn, do. And it's not a vanity thing, it's just you sitting there and you're looking at yourself and you're like, yeah, I can do something about that and just make that look a little bit better, because you always want to look good, especially if you're going out and dressing up. So, you know, you just throw a little Spanx on and it just takes care of that whole business down there, or anywhere you really want it to. So he puts on the compression shirt.
Hold on. The best part, because you said he mentioned that she wears them all the time, she stormed into the interview.
And she's like, no, I don't. I'm not wearing them right now. And she proceeds to turn around and hikes up her dress and shows part of her ass in the interview.
Like, she may have worn them once, way after she had the baby. But beyond that,
she wears them.
She wears them, but she wants the world to know she doesn't wear them. He had to, like, correct himself. She totally doesn't wear them.
They're more of a special occasion thing. I'm not going to lie. Like, you've got a premiere for, in her case, you know, you've got a date, you're going somewhere fancy, you got a party, you throw that on and it just sort of, you know, smooths it all out and makes it look better, especially if it's something that you're not 100% comfortable in wearing. It just sort of helps everything look better from a personal perspective. But yeah, so he throws on the body shaper and it takes care of, you know, all the issues, and she's teasing him, and then he tries to take it off and he gets it up to about his chest. And unfortunately, it all bunches up around his pecs, which gives him boobs.
And then she was making fun of his boobs and his nipples. And
she starts, like, she almost, like, massaged his boobs.
Like he was excited. His nipples were excited.
He's just like, it's like, oh, damn it, this is not the birthday I wanted.
Nope.
So he goes off the next day or a couple days later to do his personal training thing. And this is when Maurice enacts her plan. And she gets all his friends, all his family into town. They all go to the house. They're all hanging out, having a good time. And this includes friends from Cleveland, friends from work, like Zack Ryder was there and Peyton Royce was there.
No, that was not Peyton Royce.
Is that... It looked like Peyton Royce. Is that Chelsea Green?
Yes.
God, she looks like Peyton Royce. Holy crap. Because I was a little confused. I was like, I thought he was dating Chelsea. I guess that was before they got together. I don't know.
No, that was Chelsea Green, yeah.
Okay, well, Zach's with his girlfriend, Chelsea Green, retract Peyton Royce. She wasn't there. And some of the other people from work are there. And so they're all crowded up on the house.
Also, did you mention Ryan Cabrera?
Yeah, Ryan Cabrera is there.
Yeah.
Not with his IV this time like he was last time.
Nope.
But if there's alcohol to be had, I feel like he's there.
He probably have it, yeah.
So we see cuts of Miz working out, of getting in shape. They're giving him crap about skipping leg day and hanging out with Monroe. And, you know, he admits that, like, he's let his workout go a little bit since becoming a father because he really wants to spend all the time in the world with his daughter. And so it's, like, things that used to matter to him, like going to the gym and working out and that kind of thing, they still matter, but not as much as her. And he would rather spend time with her than go to the gym. Which, that's fair. And that's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Totally fine, yeah.
He has that much free time, I mean.
Yeah, it's like, you know, honestly, if you only had like a day at home, which would you rather do? Go work out at a gym or would you rather hang out with your kid? I mean, personally, I'd pick my kid every time. So, you know, dude deserves a little bit of a break. So, everybody's gathered at the house. They're all talking. They're all chatting. They're trying to get George corralled, but George is just wandering around outside because George, that's Miz's dad, in case you don't realize. And so Miz is on his way home. They tell everybody to hide. Everybody, like, you know, gets behind stuff and under stuff and everything. So the house looks completely clear. And somebody walks in the front door and everybody jumps out and they yell surprise and, oh, wait, crap. It's not the Miz. It's their contractor / handyman.
Yeah.
And he's very surprised.
And she's like, oh, he just comes every once in a while, just comes in and just does things. And
yeah, he takes care of the house for them, basically, and maintains the house and fixes all the little stuff in the house. So he comes and goes as he sort of needs to. And so he was there to obviously do something. And then he's like, oh, crap, there's a whole bunch of people here. Meanwhile, Miz is in the bathroom. He's getting cleaned up. He's in his underwear. He walks out and he's like, Maurice, I need something. Or he's like, Maurice, and he's calling for her, and he walks out and there's the room full of people with the contractor and he's like, what the hell? And then they're all like, surprise! And there he is in his underwear. But he's very shocked, to say the least.
Yeah.
Which honestly, I don't know why he didn't hear the people yell surprise the first time, but whatever.
They must have good soundproofing.
They must have really good soundproofing or he was in the shower or something.
Something.
So he's like very embarrassed and then he's like, oh my God, hey, everybody's here. And they're like, happy Miz Fest. And he's like, okay, all right, this is cool. So we're having a party here. And then Maurice is like, no, we're not. First, they had to corral his father off the back porch and into the actual room so he could surprise his son because he missed the surprise. And then Maurice is like, look at the other surprise out in the driveway. And there's the bus with his face all over it.
Yep.
And his logo and everything. And so Miz is like, still in his underwear, mind you. He's like, oh, screw it. We're going out partying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happens.
They did. So one thing we need to mention, one, he got the table.
When he did get the table.
Marjo presented, and they had Maurice and Marjo cutouts.
No, but the best part was they had the cutouts turned around, and Miz was like, I swear to God, if that is a naked picture of me, I'm going to be so pissed.
And then Ryan Cabrera got him a shirt that says Dad Bod.
Extra large.
Extra large.
He's like, no, I don't. I wear a medium, and Ryan Cabrera's like, not anymore, you don't.
Not anymore.
So one thing that they have to worry about is Monroe, right? They have to find a sitter for Monroe, which as meticulous as Maurice is, I'm really surprised that she didn't find a sitter for Monroe, but whatever. So George volunteers to stay behind and watch the baby. And they're both highly concerned about this because while I'm sure George is a wonderful, loving grandfather, apparently he's not the best at babysitting. And so he tells them everything's going to be fine. You guys go out, you party, have a good time, whatever. And so they're like, okay, all right, we're going. And so they all hop on the bus and they're having a good time and they're partying and they go to this really popular Austin bar. It's sort of legendary there first.
It's a country bar.
It's a country bar, and they're doing the two-step, and they're drinking, and they're having a good time, and they're like, well, we should check on George. And they call George, and they call George, and, you know, he's not answering his phone, and then he finally answers his phone 3 texts later and 2 phone calls. And he's like, yeah, everything's fine. By the way, does the baby use night diapers or day diapers?
And they're like, what's going on here?
I didn't realize there were night diapers and day diapers. Okay.
I mean, when they get older, there's ones that are like pull-ups, and diapers are diapers at this stage.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, all right. So they're a little concerned, but they go on to the next bar. And I think they're at their third bar when they find this helium tank and they all start sucking back helium and doing the funny voices and cutting promos and joking around and having a good time. And Marjo's had enough. She's like, this is stupid. I'm leaving. Peace out. Doesn't say anything to anybody. Just goes.
But before, because I know where you're headed next, she leaves. There's one thing they brought up. I forget who was doing it. It was probably Zach. Yeah, it was Zach.
It was Zach.
He was mocking The Miz and calling himself Missionary Mike.
Yes.
That was fantastic. Anyway, continue.
Because, you know, reasons. If your friends don't give you crap.
Who will?
So anyway, so we go to the last bar. Marjo has ducked out, hasn't said a word to anybody. And they walk in, and there's George in the bar, right? George is supposed to be watching the baby. He's there, and they kind of both look at each other, and they're like, WTF. They still don't realize Marjo has left. And so they go over to George, and they're like, what the hell? What are you doing here? Why are you here? And he is like, oh, well, the baby's sleeping. And they immediately freak out, because they're like, what? You left her alone? Sleeping? And he's like, no, no, God, no, I didn't leave her alone. He's like, Marjo's there.
And they're like, oh, she left. And then Maurice checks her phone. It's like, oh, she did leave.
She did the French exit. She just kind of ducked out and she went home and relieved George. And so she's watching Monroe and everything's fine. And she tells them to have a good time. And that's exactly what we do, is we have a really good time partying until the next morning when everybody's hungover. And Miz is sleepily sitting at his counter with a hood up over his head, I think still partially drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice walks out and she's like, do you want anything to drink? And he's like, coffee would be great. And so she makes him coffee and she's like, is there anything I can do to make you feel better? And he's like, no, no. And she's like, well, I have a cure if you come into the bedroom, very alluringly. And he's like, okay, thinking, you know, I'm gonna get me some, right? So she walks into the bedroom and there's one more cutout that we didn't get to see from the night before. And that is the dad bod picture of Miz with Maurice as the hot dog blown up. And he's like, why would you do this? It's like, because it's funny.
And this is like, what is this supposed to get me excited? Is this supposed to arouse me? As she's standing behind the hot dog.
Yeah, smiling at him.
Mm-hmm.
And the robe comes off and then the bra comes off. And gets thrown in front of him, and she's like, how about now?
He wants to go play with her buns. He really likes her buns.
There's bun puns galore. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, yeah, I want to play with your buns. And she's like, well, come play with my buns. And that's what we kind of end the season with, is Maurice and Mike basically doing their thing behind a giant hot dog.
Cause reasons.
Because reasons. It's not this show unless it's reasons. And I'm really, really sad it's over because, again, like I said, I love this show. It's such a pleasure to watch. It's so easy to watch. There's not a lot of drama. It's just laughs galore, and I love that about it. So I will eagerly anticipate the fall premiere of the remainder of the season.
If that is. Or it could be a season spring finale, it could be a season finale. I don't. We figure out what they do. But this is the end for now.
This is the end for now. There's no guarantee there's going to be a fall, but if USA is listening, we'd very much like a fall. Just saying.
That would be great.
That would be fantastic. That would be awesome.
What would also be awesome if you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live, use creator code RockSocket to Fortnite item shop, and listen to The Rack every Thursday night live, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. This has been the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And everybody stay tuned because we will have more reviews coming very shortly. But till then, bye!